he was very oppositional. Every time he was asked to do something, he wouldn't do it. Extreme rages, very violent. We went through a stage when he was 9 through to 11 where he would punch me, he would physically attack me, pull hair, threaten me with knife, things like that. So it was pretty challenging. It was an extremely stressful time and definitely the blackest time in our family. But we have made it through, and it's still not plain sailing, but we can see that things have improved a lot since then, and we're looking forward rather than feeling like we're stuck with a hideous child that's just ruling our lives. We were all walking on eggshells, the three of us, my husband, myself, and our son's younger brother, because we didn't want to set him off into a violent rage.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you didn't even need to do anything to set that violent rage off. And we actually both got really strong physical symptoms of stress, the headache, mm-hmm. the not being able to sleep, the chest pains, the aches, the feeling sick. We both experienced that. So
mm-hmm.
that was sort of a catalyst too, that we couldn't keep going like that because one of us could drop dead if we carry on with that level of stress.
What sort of things did you and your husband do to address that problem?
Initially, we didn't really do anything because we were so focused on surviving each day and we couldn't see the wood for the trees, which I think is probably talking to a lot of other people. That's how they feel, they can't see a way out. But we decided probably about 2 years ago that we actually really needed to take care of ourselves, and so we made a decision that my husband would take one day, it was meant to be one day a month, but it sometimes was one day every 2 months off work when the kids were at school.
Mm-hmm.
And that we would spend that time together and go out for lunch or go for a walk or go to the beach and just connect, because we don't have family support and respite care is not really happening because we don't have any caregivers. So it was just really important that it was a small step, but we actually felt quite empowered when we made the decision that we needed to do that Friday off together. So that's worked really well. That's only a new thing in the last 4 or 5 weeks. Yeah, we just make time to do things on that Friday that we have off. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. If one of the kids is sick or there's an appointment or something, then we can't go out for lunch or something together. But we do try and make that time. The other thing that we've done is we've developed an interest outside the home each as well. Like my husband really enjoys cycling. And when the weather's good, I'll say, why don't you go jump on your bike? And he'll go for a 2 or 3 hour cycle. And that's something that really gives him space by himself. And it's a physical stress release and things like that. And I actually do Reiki, which is sort of an alternative healing therapy. And I really enjoy that. And so I get together with someone else who does that on a Monday evening for a couple of hours. And we do that. So we both getting a little bit of time on our own to fill our own interests, which I think is really important too.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
What sort of effect has that had on the two boys?
Well, we've made a lot of dietary changes with our son since we found out that he has Asperger's.
Mm-hmm.
We've sort of looked at the autism diet and things like that, and he's a lot calmer. Part of it's maturity. He has actually been improving. He's made a big, big improvement in the last couple of years. But I think, too, it's important for them to realise that you guys have all these interests that we take you to, but Mum and Dad also have a life, and sometimes we need to have a break. And we've explained to them that sometimes we just need to have time on our own to go and do things, and that's really important about staying healthy and taking care of yourself.
Mm.
We found parent-to-parent maybe 15 months ago, and they were really amazing because they have support parents who are trained to give support. They match you up with people who have got kids with the same condition, and they give you a ring and you can talk to them and find out different ways of how they'd cope. Also, they have a lot of information on the conditions that children have, so they sent out a great big foot-high stack of information on the behavioural challenges and the things we were experiencing at the time. So we found parent-to-parent was really invaluable, and that gave us momentum to carry on and decide, well, yes, we do need to address these issues with keeping strong.
Is there any advice that you could give to people in your situation, people whose relationship is suffering the strain of long-term caring?
Things that we've found that have really been helpful is just to be prepared to compromise on things. Obviously, there's some things that you can't compromise on, but little things, you know, be a bit flexible and just make sure that both parties are being flexible, not just one all the time. And also have common ideas about discipline and diet and behavioural challenges and things as well, and discuss things, how things will be managed before a crisis comes along, because it's no good doing it in the middle of a crisis. And also just share the load. Remember that you're both doing it together. And sometimes resentment is held up when one person feels that they're carrying the can for the whole lot. And the success or failure of whatever is dependent on solely on that person. So just need to remember, if kids are sick from school or time needs to be taken, it needs to be shared. And things like school issues and meetings and appointments and things, try and share them if you can. I know that it's hard sometimes, but just, you know, it doesn't have to be an equal 50-50 split, but if you're happy with a 90-10 split, then, you know, that's all good too. And also I've just found to actually accept how things are for you at the moment. They won't always be like that, but they can change. Do the things you can to improve them, but also just accept this is what's happening in our family at the moment and we need to make the best of it.